This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. You know, a lot of people howled when the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to strike down part of a federal law that would make it easier to deport illegal aliens here, because Justice Neil Gorsuch sided with the four liberal justices, but he said that the law is just too vague to be enforced. I don't know how my next guest feels about that, but we better ask him. Byron Henry back on the program, attorney at Chief and Stone in Dallas-Fort Worth. Byron, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Always a pleasure. You bring a lot of insight. So tell me, from what I read, Neil Gorsuch said, I'm following the rule of law here. And the rule of law says this is too vague. Of course, the four conservatives, and Kennedy too, you know, it doesn't make any sense to them. What do you make of it?
Well, Steve, there was a lot of hand-wringing by Republicans, conservatives about this vote, but as is, was often the case with Justice Scalia over his 30-plus years on the bench, a lot of times strictly legal conservative rulings, especially constitutionally conservative rulings, are not always politically conservative. And in this case, it's not that the four conservatives that were in the minority weren't being conservative. This was kind of a who is kind of more conservative. And the real question is was Neil Gorsuch going to be true to his word in his confirmation hearing and follow in the steps of Justice Scalia? And even when he didn't like the result on a criminal immigration statute, would he stick to the separation of powers that he talked about in his confirmation hearings? And what we learned is that even when there's a question of how to deal with a vague statute, which was really the fight here, even the four conservatives agreed this was a vague statute. The only difference between conservatives is, do you try to save it and defer to the elected branch, or do you strike it down and do your job as a judge? And what Neil Gorsuch made clear in that decision is he is very serious about Congress doing their job and judges doing their job, and they should not cross over into the other branch's lane. And that's basically what happened here, is he just said, we're not going to rewrite statutes as judges and fill in gaps for Congress. That's their job, not our job. And in a way, I kind of admire that, because I could have lived with either decision, but what it proved is that Neil Gorsuch was not just giving lip service during his confirmation hearing to the principles that he believes in and Justice Scalia believed in before it passed.
Let me ask you this. How do you think Antonin Scalia may have come down on this, or do you have no way? I mean, obviously, there's no way to know for sure.
We actually do know. We know exactly, because a few years ago, he joined with one other conservative and the liberals to strike another statute down that was almost identical. It wasn't an immigration statute, which makes this a real hot-button issue, but it was another criminal. It's called the Johnson case, and that's the case that Justice Kagan relied on, and that was the Justice Scalia opinion, because Justice Scalia had a crusade throughout his career on vague laws where Congress just basically left open-ended provisions and then courts and administrative agencies just fill in the gaps and basically prosecute law-abiding Americans when there's no clear direction from Congress that something's against the law. And that's one thing conservatives need to remember here, Steve. This is a signal, not just in a criminal immigration statute. That just happened to be the case here. It's that when Congress doesn't expressly delegate authority to these administrative agencies that are running roughshod over the rights of American citizens, Justice Gorsuch is going to do the exact same thing. And that's what should give conservatives hope, that he means what he says.
And so the Constitution, you're saying, is alive and well in the hands of Neil Gorsuch?
Absolutely.
So you're encouraged by this, then. Let me ask you this, because I want to look down a little bit of foreshadowing now. And speaking of justices and the opportunity for this president to fill another seat, do you think that's likely? Because the rumors are swirling again that come June, Kennedy's going to step aside. Anthony Kennedy will be stepping aside as a Supreme Court. Of course, we've heard that last year. It didn't happen. It makes me wonder if he was just sitting and watching what has been happening and to see if he would be, I don't know, okay with the idea of stepping aside with this president.
Well, first, it would be pure guessing to say whether or not Justice Kennedy would retire this year.
It's one of the things we do on the program.
That there are a bunch of big cases, Steve, that are coming out this year, and it would be an interesting year for him to hand down these big decisions on political gerrymandering and a few other cases that are up to the court and then retire. But I don't think he has an issue with it would not be because it's President Trump, unlike what you hear in the media. It's not because he's scared for the Republic. Obviously, President Trump appointed one of his former clerks, which would give him very, very much comfort in the fact that the court and the country would be in good hands with Trump with respect to appointing Supreme Court justices. But it's awful late to announce a retirement. That's one other thing. History tells us that most justices announce or at least let be known that they're going to retire much earlier than this. So this would be kind of an anomaly if we didn't find out until later in May or early June.
All right. So I guess I've never paid that close of an attention to when the justices say, I've had enough, I'm ready to go home with the family. But I think that you point to something important there. Byron Henry with us again today. I think you point to something important. These really big decisions get handed down and then say, you know, what else can I do? Might be his opinion. You know, he's 81, 82 years old. You've got, you know, at some point you say, I've done my bit, right? It's time to move on.
Yeah, that lends itself towards it. But I will tell you, most reports I've read, most credible reports that aren't guessing about things, say that Justice Kennedy really likes his job and really likes his position. So you've got those two things warring with one another. And I wouldn't be shocked if he retired. I'm just surprised that we don't know about it at this time, because normally they give a heads up to the people that need to know so they can get the wheels turning and get someone nominated and confirmed before the midterm election. And in this case, it's getting so late that I'm not sure we would have a confirmation hearing before the midterm election.
Well, except that nobody's too concerned about the United States Senate. In fact, I believe that the Republicans are likely to pick up 3 to 5 seats, even in this environment, because of the seats in North Dakota, Montana, Missouri, Indiana. It's pretty strong year for the Republicans, at least in the United States Senate. Byron, I always appreciate it. Good conversation, as always. Thank you.
My pleasure.
There you have it. Byron Henry, attorney at Chief and Stone, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Just a constitutional attorney and just a great asset for us here on the program. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my friend Chris McClatcher if you have any challenges with the IRS or the state of Michigan. He is the professional you need by your side. Fresh Start Tax Solutions. All you need to do, put in your area code in Michigan, and then tax.com take you right to the website, 989-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com. You get it. Tell him Steve sent you.